Well, let's talk some racing now with Brad Davidson. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Did you have a good Australia Day weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Watched plenty of tennis and enjoyed, it's been a few days in the tennis and a bit of work, of course, as well. So, no, it was good.
Fantastic, mate. Now, what about to rulership? Very, very good on Saturday in Sydney. Mount Fuji, did I read an article this morning that might be the snip?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what they'll do there. I think they'd give
him 2.8 mil.
Yeah, you would think that. Look, he had genuine excuses there on the weekend, slow to recover, and another issue there. So, like, obviously, he's a lot better than what he showed there on the weekend. 2-year-olds can have a bad day out. He had that. So, if he was mine, I'd be definitely giving him a few more goes.
100%. And rulership was enormous on speed, and still did a bit wrong in the run, but was just dominant.
Yeah, no, it was really good there. The figures stacked up pretty well on the day too. So some nice substance on the clock. He was dominant up there. Did a bit wrong, as you said, but looks a nice 2-year-old. And of course, down at Caulfield as well, Hanseatic, this 2-year-old colt for Godolphin, trained by Anthony Friedman. He's 2 from 2 now on that Blue Diamond preview. And the quickest last 600 and 400 metre splits of the entire day there is a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So, a couple of really good 2-year-old performances right across the country there on Saturday, and builds into a nice autumn carnival.
We were talking a little bit earlier this morning about Damien Lane picking up a nice ride on a New Zealand horse.
Yeah, well, Catalyst, he's the talk of the town, isn't he, after his dominant win there in New Zealand first up. Not just that, I mean, obviously right throughout, he's been a horse that's excited a lot. I think he had 6 wins, I think. So he was super impressive there on the weekend, and when he comes to Melbourne, he's going to be he's going to go up against the likes of Alligator Blood, CS Hayes, Oz Guineas, and hopefully to the All Star Mile if he makes the field there. So Damien Lane booked for those rides. You've got a feel for the regular rider back in New Zealand there, but it happens all the time, unfortunately, for those people. But you can understand at the same time, you want your best jockeys on in the big races, but there is loyalty as well in that other argument as well.
Alan Hull, the gates crashed back for the last time.
Yeah, that was at Wagga on Sunday. Good to see him pick the winner as well, and his last Tab Thoroughbred race call. He, of course, he's got a meeting left at Albury, I think, on 31st by memory or sometime soon, and then you're going to do a few non-tabbers, I believe. But that was his last Tab Thoroughbred race he called there at Wagga on Sunday. Brought down the curtain on a tremendous career, and a really good send-off there. Everyone did a great job, and well done to Alan Hull.
Well, they're racing at Goulburn and Tamworth today. Have you got a winner at both those carnivals for us?
Yeah, we'll try our best. Race 7, number 5, 2 Big Fari at Tamworth. I like the look of this horse. He's trialled well twice leading into this. He ran second as the Naya on debut and then beat Ballerina Magic at his only other start in good figures to win a maiden. That's produced 4 subsequent winners. As I said, looks to have come back well by the couple of trials. Needs a little bit of luck on the map, but should be hard to beat there in the last at Tamworth. And at Goulburn, race 6, number 7, Your Witness. Tom Marquand goes aboard here. He's absolutely flying at the moment. Yeah. This horse has been clocking some good splits in the city. Drops to country grade, and I thought could go close there in race 6. Just having a little saver on number 12, Mad Fox, there at $10 as well. Did an enormous job to finish second first up at the provincials. Had to go right back from the gate. Can settle much, much closer from the good draw here today.
And we broke that news earlier in Adam Pengilling's spot. I got a text through. Brad Ferrell Frankie has been retired from a greyhound point of view. So Ferrell Frankie's been retired. No issue, no injuries. Just done his job and made the connections very proud. And we will now stand at stud. And I'll tell you what, imagine the names that are going to roll through now. Ferrell Frankie, the old man. We'll have to think of some names. We should get a Ferrell Frankie dog, fellas. We should, as in one of his progeny. You keen?
That would be outstanding, and you're right about some of the names there, but tremendous job done by that dog, and it's great to have these that can really promote the sport, for sure.
Champion, Brad, we'll talk to you tomorrow, mate.
Look forward to it. Cheers, guys.